She comments, I have no knowledge of any safer alternative. The objective is to remove yourself from smoky surrounding as safely and quickly as possible. Have a location ready to evacuate to, a family member or friend out of town and even out of state if needed. Have 5 different sources of safe locations to go to. That should be the basic. Thank you and take care and be well. She also says if a hotel out of the area is one of your options of 5 on the list, it's okay just to keep in mind that hotels fill up very quickly in cases of emergency. So make sure you have contact with them and have a backup as well, or prepare to sleep in your car in a safe location. So that was basically from what we discussed last week. If you would like me to text that information to you, I can. Just let me know when I call on you, and I can do that after Arnett. So I will continue by reading page 22 in our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook. I know we've gone over these before, but we've been going back over them because it's never too late to be too prepared. So this one is called Plans Fundamentals. Where will you and your family be when disaster strikes? What would you do if basic services like water, gas, electricity, telephones, or even emergency services were cut off for a long period of time? What would you do if there was a shortage of supplies such as food, water, or fuel? Your emergency plan is what you will do, how you will do it, and who you will do it for and with when something disastrous happens. Whether faced with a personal or family emergency or a regional or global disaster, the effort you put into family preparedness and disaster planning will play a large role in how well you do in the event. The following information can help you enhance your family's preparedness. Identify the hazards. Below are hazards that may occur in our area. Visit the library, contact County Emergency Management, or log on to www.fema.gov or www.rvem.org to learn more about each hazard. Fire, earthquake, hazardous material spills, infectious disease, heat, winter storms, utility failure, and food. Tip: more than one event can occur simultaneously, so plan accordingly. Things to consider. What if family members are at work or school? Would you be impacted differently if the weather is very warm or very cold? How would you get by if utilities are interrupted? How would you handle damage to your house or property? How would you deal with a blocked driveway or roads? Identify steps you can take to minimize or prevent impact. Create plans for family communication, home escape, and neighborhood evacuation. Learn procedures for drop, cover, hold on, shelter in place, and water utility shutoff. Obtain training in CPR, basic first aid, fire extinguisher use, and stop the bleed. Use hazard-resistant construction materials and fire-resistant plants when possible. Learn non-structural earthquake hazard mitigation techniques, secure shells, brake bolts, etc. Acquire early warning systems, example, smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, citizen alert, NOAA weather radio, etc. Consider comprehensive hazard insurance for your home, personal property, example, fire, flood, earthquake. Develop a neighborhood disaster resource inventory, see page 51. Find out about the disaster plan at your workplace, your children's school or childcare center, and other places your family frequents. Tip: create a preparedness calendar to keep your skills, equipment, and food storage up to date. We just covered those recently. What kit are you building? Preparing for each hazard individually is important, but many of the skills and supplies you will need during one event are also useful during another. If you do not yet have a kit, Chapter 4 will help guide you. You may start it with a grab-and-go binder and progress through to 2 weeks ready, or build them in the way that best suits your family. Remember, 2 weeks ready is the state standard, but it is only the foundation for long-term preparedness. Ask yourself these questions to help you on your way. What scenario are you planning for? How many people are you planning for, including those who may not live with you? What skills, equipment, and supplies will you need? What skills, equipment, and supplies do you already have? What shortfalls can you eliminate? How do you train, maintain your plans? Lots of good suggestions there, ladies. So when I call on you, if you have any other suggestions or comments or questions, please feel free to share with the others. Beginning radio check. WRMW 211 Hope, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMW 211 Hope, I copy.
Awesome. Nice to hear your lovely voice this evening, Hope. So we've covered several different things in our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, and this evening we talked about fundamental plans. Do you have any suggestions or comments or questions about that this evening?
Actually, I just barely walked into the kitchen and I heard this and I was like, hey, I'm actually here. But I don't, because I am, we were out having dinner and then I was at the doctor having looked at my broken bone in my foot, which is not healing very well. And so I have some other things that I'm dealing with. So, I don't have any comment. If people know about good ways of healing a fixed metatarsal bone after 14 weeks of it not wanting to heal, I could use that. So, thank you.
Copy that. Well, I'm really sorry that your foot's not healing up properly. That's got to be really uncomfortable. And with such a busy life that you lead, I just can't imagine. So, are any of the other young ladies like to check in?
I'm going to sign in for all the other girls. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Hope. I will also, you checked in for Deborah, Sarah, and Betty. I will mark you down as checked in. Well, thank you for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?